Jharkhand's Gomo Railway Station is associated with the historical journey of the great freedom fighter Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose was arrested and put under house arrest by the British. Netaji planned to escape away in disguise. His friend Satyavrat Banerjee was with him in this strategy. Before disappearing mysteriously, Netaji was seen in Dhanbad's Gomo on January 17 to 18, 1941. On the night of January 17 to 18, 1941, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose and his nephew, Dr. Shishir Bose, reached Gomo station in Dhanbad by car. Netaji remained hidden in the dense forest of Gomo, Hatitad, keeping an eye on the English forces and spies. In the forest, he had a secret meeting with freedom fighter Ali Jan and lawyer Chiranjeev Babu. After the meeting, advocates Chiranjeevi Babu and Ali Jan took Netaji to the locality of Kabali people in Loko Bazar, Gomo. Here he was, hidden in a house. Netaji stayed in the locality of the tribal people in the Loko Bazar of Gomo itself. In the night, both the companions sent him from this Gomo station by making him sit in the up Kalka Mail. Kalka Mail used to run from Howrah to Peshawar via Delhi. That's why Gomo was named Netaji Subhash Chand Bose Junction. Netaji succeeded in getting to Peshawar. He then received assistance from Aga Khan III's followers to enter Afghanistan. Bose first pretended to be a Pashtun insurance salesman named Ziauddin to enter Afghanistan. He then changed his identity and left for Moscow using the Italian passport of an Italian aristocrat named Count Orlando Mazzata. An authority on British intelligence had said that records from the special operations, so, group revealed that Bose's murder was ordered on March 7, 1941, when British officials believed he was travelling through West Asia to meet Adolf Hitler. A man masquerading as an Italian ambassador, named Orlando Mazzata, entered the German Foreign Office in Berlin on April 3, 1941. Dr. Ernst Wohemann, the Undersecretary of State, welcomed him immediately and paid close attention to what he said about setting up a government in exile and starting a military operation. He intended to attack British India, with the Indian government as his intended objective. Subhash Chandra Bose's assassination plan was hatched at this time. Even Prof. Ohalpan highlighted a plot to assassinate Bose in a speech he gave in 2005 at the Netaji Research Bureau, sponsored by his descendants. An authority on British intelligence had said that records from the special operations, so, group revealed that Bose's murder was ordered on March 7, 1941, when British officials believed he was travelling through the Middle East to meet Adolf Hitler. Prof. Ohalpan stated, special operations operatives in Istanbul and Cairo were directed to track down Bose and assassinate him, but they couldn't. In the end, Bose travelled across Russia to reach Germany on April 2, 1941. Hitler eventually met him in Berlin. However, one thing is sure, the Japanese issued a fake death certificate. Even the plane crash theory has been completely negated. The time has come to research and know the truth about Subhash Chandra Bose's later years. That will be the biggest tribute to the great nationalist.